were influential in establishment of both the male and female academy in Warren.
Side 5, taping. Listen to after side 4. Did your husband ever have anything that he used to tell time with that he wore in his pocket?
There's his pocket watch right there, railroad watch.
Mm-hmm. Was that given to him?
No, he bought the watch.
Uh-huh.
And Claire gave it, after he passed away, she gave me that little frame to put the watch in, to really to make a little clock, but I never keep it going. I don't try to.
If it's between 10 and 11 o'clock, like it is right now, what time do you say it is? Right now, what time is it up there?
10:30.
Do you call it, do you ever say half past?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite...
Well, I've done a lot of, I've done Red Cross work. Here's my diploma from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was awarded this for working with the 4-H Club work when Ann was a girl. And then, I was a teacher, president of the PTA up here two different times,
mm-hmm.
and held just about every office that the PTA had.
Mm-hmm. This was issued at Washington, D.C., wasn't it?
See, back in those years, I worked with the PTA. I was a member of the Flower Guard, Garden Club,
mm-hmm.
as well as the Home Demonstration Club. Now they call it the Homemakers Club. They changed it from Home Demonstration. Just like when I got that medal at Rise, and it says on it SIA, which means School Improvement Association, which later was changed when the PTA was formed. Why they called it PTA, Parent Teachers Association.
What kind of flowers did you grow for your garden club?
In my garden?
In your garden club that you showed.
Well, I just grew all kinds of flowers that I could grow. We lived in that house over there. Why, all this was in the big side of the yard. We had about an acre in this yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had all kinds of flowers. And really, I would have rather been in a horticultural club, because that teaches you how to grow them. For the garden club, you have to learn to arrange flowers, which I wasn't too interested in. And I stayed in it, though, for ever so many years, until I thought Ann was growing up, and I thought that she needed more help with this 4-H Club work and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the band, Ann was, and
mm-hmm.
and she was also in two singing choir, one a choir and one something else up here, that Mr. Bronco, the same man, is there now. That started the band when Ann was about 12 or 13 years old. She was the first band queen.
Oh, she was.
Mm-hmm. Got pictures.
And then she went on to school. Where did she go?
Then she graduated from here. She went to Harding.
Mm-hmm.